This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, this is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been noticing a really interesting two-faced approach that we're getting nowadays, and I talked about this yesterday on Lock and Load, and I want to talk about it here now, just simply because if you haven't heard it, I want you to have heard it. So if this seems redundant, well, sometimes redundancy is necessary. Because we have a very strange group of partnered up on Capitol Hill. They have decided to work overtime to get what is really a very bizarre bill to Joe Matlock Biden's desk before this current lame duck session of Congress expires. They have legislation that would let people prohibit themselves from purchasing or possessing a firearm under federal law. Now, it was approved on party lines by the House Judiciary Committee, though it's attracted the support of a handful of Republicans in the House, including co-sponsors John Curtis of Utah and Colorado's Ken Buck. Now, there are questions about how the gun bill, or how this bill, would conflict with the existing language of the Gun Control Act of 1968. But that's not the only objection. Enter Jim Jordan, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And he has a few questions and a few statements to make regarding this little bill. He said, do we really need a federal statute to prevent a person to volunteer to give up their fundamental liberty? This is what this bill does. Mental health is important. We all understand that, especially as it relates to suicide. But this, I mean, really? This is what we're going to do? I think, again, this is just another attack from the Democrats on the Second Amendment. All of his points I agree with. All valid. Then we get from Representative Thomas Massey out of Kentucky. We get that he is worried that it might turn people into criminals because they might inadvertently gift a firearm to someone who's on the list. Now, during committee debate, Democrats said that's not the intent of the law and indicated an openness to fixing it later. But that just sort of reminds me of, let's just pass the bill to see what's in it, you know, that kind of thing, as I rub my head in consternation. Republicans said the uncertainty on that issue is another reason not to support the bill. Trying to reduce suicide, I get it. I understand it. My first producer committed suicide. While it solves the issue of the unfortunate person that may commit suicide, it leaves a lot of open-ended questions that never get resolved, even if they leave a note. Because the question everybody always asks is, why didn't you come to me? Why didn't you come talk to me? Why didn't you come to me for your help? Or, you know, I would have helped you. I would have done something for you. So that happens. There's no closure to this. I don't know how you reduce... The problem with reducing suicide is you have to overcome one primary point that suicide... It's the hard part that is very difficult to overcome. With a suicidal person, they have probably gone through months of torment up to this point, and their decision to commit suicide is their first peaceful thought they've had. And now you're going to have to overcome that. Most people, my producer who committed suicide, he tried before. He ended up killing himself with a gun, but he tried to kill himself in a car wreck. A single vehicle car wreck, driving his car into a tree, my bad. But this bill isn't going to do that. This bill's not going to address that. Because this allows lawmakers to claim they're doing something, but there's a real crisis in the mental health systems they're not even looking at. And this legislation does more harm than good. Because we already have similar do not sell laws in Washington and Utah and Virginia. Now, they have something in Utah called the Preventing Suicide Through Voluntary Firearm Purchase Delay Act. Or excuse me, that's what this bill is called. It actually mirrors an existing law in Utah. And this allows individuals to voluntarily restrict themselves from purchasing and possessing a firearm. But in Utah, only 5 people have actually taken advantage of this program. And because they're doing something, of course it has to be defended, in this case by a Republican, who says maybe it saved 5 people's lives. And he added he was encouraged to hear that anybody was taking advantage of it. And maybe it did, but I doubt it. But you never know. I do know that a license law does jack squat to address the issues with Utah's mental health network, which, you know. And they, their mental health network is in complete and total disarray. Like, there was a guy named Dennis Raleigh-Gwyther. And, he was murdered in May of 2019. He was shot and killed while driving from Salt Lake to Idaho. And 48-year-old Jonathan Yana was charged with murder. And they intended to seek the death penalty against him, but they found out that he is mentally incompetent. So for the family of Mr. Gwyther, or Gwyther, however that's pronounced, they're not getting any swift justice out of this because of the messed up part of the competency process in the mental health system. Now, addressing those problems and the other resulting mental health issues would be very expensive. So they've decided to go with the soundbite solution instead. And they've declared the problem solved. And, you know, they're focusing on the gun instead of the person in crisis. You know, we have no indication to see that where a red flag law has stopped a suicide. If it actually had, we'd be hearing about it. So, instead of addressing the crumbling mental health systems, in Virginia, they've got red flag laws, but, you know, they've got hospital closures, too. They're not addressing the mental health system. This Preventing Suicide Through Voluntary Firearm Purchase Delay Act may be legal, but it's not going to be effective. Doing something is not enough. And this is a do-something bill, if I've ever seen one. We need our elected officials to suck it up and take on the literal life or death disaster in our mental health systems rather than treating suicide as a problem that can be solved by going after the gun. The gun is not the issue. The gun never has been the issue. What they went through in school, their relationships with women, their relationships with their family, their work history, the way they see themselves, all these things, and plus plus the pressure of social media that comes along with it, all those things have something to do with that. The actual tool used to implement that, it has nothing to do with it. It's simply a means to an end. And what we've got to do is we got to go after the end, not the means. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A Canadian fashion company published an ad last month that had nothing to do with fashion. At the end of the advertisement, it turns out that the star, 37-year-old Canadian Jennifer Hatch, was dead. In the 30-second montage of her final days, that's put up on the screen as if it's some sort of a lucid dream. She goes, last breaths are sacred, even though as I seek help to end my life. With all the pain and in these final moments, there's still so much beauty. Unfortunately, in the fragility that is humanity, our life is going to end at some point. And sometimes that is actually a boon to a political agenda for that life to end. You see, here's my problem with this. In the same breath where these same tyrannical governments, as in, say, this Canadian lady, while they'll tell you, you can't have a gun, or in certain places you can have a gun, but you got to wait on X amount of time to get it so you can cool off. If you want to kill yourself buying a gun, well, you can't buy the gun to do it. But if you want to kill yourself and you want us to help you do it, we can do that as fast as 48 hours. You don't have to wait 10 days, 15 days. And I cry hypocrisy at this. According to the National Post, a Canadian newspaper popular west of Ontario, Hatch was terminally diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a rare and painful condition that compromises connective tissues. She turned to medical assistance and dying, acronym MAID, after she failed to secure medical assistance in living. She told CTV under a pseudonym last year, I feel like I'm falling through the cracks, so if I'm not able to access health care, am I then able to access death care? And that's what led me to look into MAID. It's far easier to let go than to keep fighting. Well, if you have to do it by yourself, yes, I see that. But why couldn't she get the medical assistance she needed? And apparently, she couldn't get the medical assistance she needed while at the same time Canada is expanding eligibility for assisted suicide. According to Sheila Gunn-Reid, the editor-in-chief at the Canadian newspaper Rebel News, Canada has been making it easier to kill people. Canadian Prime Minister Castro Trudeau, she said, removed the 10-day wait time between requests for medically assisted death and execution. She also said, and you don't have to do it in writing. You can just ask the state to kill you. And when they say medical assistance and suicide, don't think for a second that means doctors participating in this. It doesn't have to be your doctor. It can just be a medical professional. And that might be a nurse that is seeing you today for the first time, or even your pharmacist. So think of this. How would you like it? How would you like to live in a country where you have to wait 10 days to get a gun in order to cool off, but if you're having a bad day, you could go to your local CVS and get killed in the drive-thru? How would you like that? Would you like that? This summer, the Canadian government reported more than 10,000 people died by assisted suicide in 2021. And next year, they're expanding eligibility for assisted suicide to the mentally ill. How's that going to work? When they legalized it in 2016, and I'm sure this was a selling point, this is how they got it passed, it was open only to patients with terminal conditions over 18 years old. Now, you can just be depressed. You can just be having a bad day. Peter Simons, the company CEO behind the All is Beauty campaign, said the company's ad was about glorifying life and hope and optimism. Well, it was a promotion for people to kill themselves, opening with the most beautiful exit and promoted in a nation whose leaders want to make it easier to die. And none of his efforts to procure treatment or none of Hatch's efforts to procure treatment were reflected in the corporate ad glorying her death. This woman, Jennifer, that was her name. She didn't have to be put down like some dog with a tumor. She just couldn't find proper care in Canada's system of medicine where socialism has turned health care into death care. Hatch's case, this is coming from the National Post, Hatch's case fits into an ever-expanding constellation of Canadians who want to live, but applied for medically assisted death out of desperation after failed attempts to seek appropriate care. Last year, B.C. woman Donna Duncan was able to swiftly receive approval for assisted suicide in an Abbotsford hospital after years of unsuccessful attempts to find treatment for chronic mental health issues. How was she able to decide that? If we're going to get out there and say, well, you can't be charged with murder because you're incompetent, can you make the decision to die if you're incompetent? Duncan's family was blindsided. They had no idea that was coming. In November, Canadian lawmakers heard about five separate cases of veterans offered MAID instead of treatment for mental health issues ranging from depression to PTSD. Now imagine, if you will, that you're a veteran. Your son's a veteran. And he's calling the suicide assistance hotline. I'm feeling bad. I got survivor's guilt. You know, I don't know. I'm this, I'm that. I just feel like ending it all. And I want some help. I want some help with my PTSD. I'm just having trouble coping. I can't sleep. Can't do this. Have you thought about killing yourself? Here in Canada, we make it real easy for you to do that. Canada's approach to assisted suicide is coming here. Last year, California Democrat Gavin Newsom signed a law that relaxed restrictions for doctors to kill their patients. You can agree to MAID after 48 hours instead of 15 days. And endorsed predominantly by Democrats, much like abortion up until birth, euthanasia has been legalized in Oregon, D.C., Hawaii, Washington, Maine, Colorado, New Jersey, and Vermont. Look at those states and remember who they are. And look at their gun control regimes. There's even a growing movement on the left to participate in a voluntary human extinction, which is contributing to low birth rates today. President Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, has argued for years that we should be dead by 75 years old. He's 65 now. I guess for me, I'm 61. That means I got only 14 years left. And then it'll be my time to go for the greater good and stuff. This hypocrisy is so wide. It's so wide you could drive a truck through it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's neither.
The Orion spacecraft is on its way back to Earth and will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, California at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. NASA's mission manager, Mike Serafin, says an antenna has been acting up on the unmanned spacecraft.
Associated with one of the phased array antennas, which is used for communications and tracking of the spacecraft back to Earth through the deep space network, the antenna is performing, but it has low performance and is causing some periodic comm dropouts when we're on that antenna.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in remarks published at 6 a.m. Eastern on Friday that she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We all knew it would happen. Supreme Court issued the Bruin decision. And immediately, the spin doctors got a hold of it and decided to try to find some ways around it. And this is what the anti-Second Amendment types do. They can't come right out and just ignore the ruling, so they try to find a way around it. And then they tell their constituents that this is in keeping with respect for the Second Amendment. And there's just one type of state that tries to do this. No matter what anybody else says, this is simply a fact. Blue states. And as the pace of judicial victories by Second Amendment rights advocates picks up, blue state legislators are trying to scramble to circumvent the Supreme Court precedent by rewriting gun control laws in ways that maintain some restrictions. Like Oregon. In November, the Orifornians voted to approve Measure 114, which would require citizens to obtain licenses, take training courses, and complete background checks if they want to purchase guns. By the way, that means you got to have a gun to do it before you buy the gun. I don't know how that works. It would also would have banned magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Right now, it is in a temporary restraining order that has state Supreme Court has refused to hear it. So I'm sure that'll get appealed to the Ninth Circuit, where it will be allowed to be implemented. Now, it was due to go in effect this past week on Thursday. But a state judge in Harney County halted the law hours after a federal court had ruled it legal. And in his decision granting temporary relief, Judge Robert Roscio said the measure would be a deprivation of fundamental constitutional rights and constituted irreparable harm. On Wednesday, though, according to the Associated Press, Oregon's Attorney General asked the state Supreme Court to overturn the judge's decision in an urgent appeal. And the Oregon Department of Justice argued its filing that Mr. Roscio got it wrong. Magazine capacity restrictions and permitting requirements have a proven track record. They save lives. We don't have any proof of that, but they save lives. We know it does. We're confident. They didn't say that part. We're confident the Oregon Constitution, like the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, allows these reasonable regulations. And that's where they're getting out there. They're saying, well, of course you know. This is okay. But see, here's the thing. Like, with this particular law, you had to have a permit to purchase. Okay? In order to get the permit to purchase, you have to take a training class with a curriculum that isn't developed yet, by instructors that haven't been picked yet, with a gun that you're not supposed to have yet. Yeah? Following me so far? And it is also supposed to be done. It's going to be dictated by the state police, but it's going to be the local law enforcement that is actually having to actually do it day to day. And that's going to cost $50 million, and nobody's funded that. So that means cops are coming off the streets if it happens. Now, New York, which was the target of the Bruin decision, is involved in legal fights to defend their post-Bruin gun control law. New Jersey have their own series of draconian restrictions in the process of passage as well. Do you remember the list of states that I just told you had legalized medically assisted suicide? And the truth is that all of this is to be expected. And of course, this isn't right. There's the world the way it should be, and there's the world the way it is. And in this world today, this kind of thing is inevitable. Anti-gun, Democrat-controlled states are like teenagers in many ways. And one way is that you give them a limit, they'll do everything they can to circumvent both the letter and the spirit of that rule. Why? Is the question. And, the answer is they honestly, in some cases, do believe gun control works, except, we know it doesn't. We could prove it doesn't. And they're so busy listening to the spin machine, which is the mainstream media and the anti-gun politicians and the anti-gun media and all these other guys, that they believe it, even though there's all this evidence. Our side loves to argue that it's all about control, and there's truth to that in many ways, but we can't escape the fact that most supporters actually think gun control works. And as such, there's always going to be some kind of push for gun control. And when they run into limits like those laid out in Bruin, they're going to push as far as they think they can, and the only way to stop this is continued slapdowns. They have to get hammered often enough that they recognize that restricting people's rights isn't a viable option for solving issues, and they should probably try something else. And unfortunately, that takes time, and until then, we have nonsense like this. Now, going into a place where they have a little fife, they want to establish a little fife of gun control in a state that has preemption, that being Philadelphia, or as a lot of the gun advocates, I think they coined this phrase I think John Bach, actually, at The Truth About Guns, coined this phrase. It's not Philadelphia, it's Killadelphia. I really wish I'd come up with that, to be honest with you. I wish it wasn't true. More than that, I wish it wasn't true. I wish it wasn't true that was a name we could... Because it's true. It absolutely is true. Philadelphia is coming in second in raw numbers of people killed in a city. They're beating out... In 50% of the counties of the United States this year, there's going to be no murders at all. And in 2% of the counties in the United States this year, 50% of the murders are going to occur. And here we are in Killadelphia, where the anti-gunners are out there strong, trying to do everything they can. And some of these businesses, which were, sort of in danger of being taken over by gangs, they've started hiring, they're referred to as heavily armed security guards, except they have all the trappings of a mercenary, except they have a badge and a camera. They have a body cam on. But other than that, they're packing weapons. They're packing pistol caliber carbines and drop leg holsters and body armor and all this other stuff, spare magazines, a knife in case somebody gets too close. And one gas station owner has hired guys like this. Now, why would you... This would be referred to as an ostentatious display. in Big Jake, John Wayne, his actual son Patrick Wayne, Chris Meacham, and I don't remember the actor playing the Indian guide. They're riding through town on their horses with a box that everybody thinks has $1 million in it. They got the guns out and everything else. And Patrick Wayne asked John Wayne, do you think anybody doesn't know what's in that box? And John Wayne says, everybody knows what's in this box. And what we're doing with this ostentatious display is telling them they can't have it. And here we have this gas station owner. He's hired heavily armed security guards to patrol his business while, and they're packing long guns. And when most normal people would see this kind of an ostentatious display, you would ask yourself if you found yourself in an unsafe environment. But in Philadelphia, where rampant violent crime has increasingly become the norm, there aren't that many safe spaces left. But here in the United States today, in 2022, we have a third world look at a gas station in Philadelphia. But in places like Philadelphia, when they see that, that might be the selling point to go down there because they can pump their gas and know they're not going to get robbed while they're or shot while they're at their gas pump. And it's hard to blame the gas station owner because he's only in business to be in business. There's a lot of carjackings that happen at gas stations, and who knows where they end. And, well, probably not there. I mean, you can go there, and it's sort of like the Night of the Living Dead in the drug alleys. So, while they call the people that are opposed to disarming backwards, that's the only place where that ostentatious display is happening that's safe. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. President Trump got out there the other day after the Twitter papers got published by Elon Musk, and it showed how much of a corroboration there, or collaboration rather, there was between Big Tech and the Democratic Party. And he declared the election to be a fraud, which evidence indicates that. And he declared this to be something that should be thrown out, which a lot of people prior to this revelation were out there going, when are they going to throw out this illegal election and all this other stuff? But now that he gets out there and he actually says something about this, and he said, and what he said was that the rules and regulations set forth in the Constitution, they were not being followed. So what was the point of us following it? So he was not saying to terminate the Constitution. What he was saying was there was going to have to be some sort of an out-of-the-box remedy in order to solve this issue. And without solving the issue, any other thing we do from this point on is going to be tainted. And that's what he was saying. And he's right. He's 100% right. And 7 Republican U.S. senators slammed him for suggesting that these new censorship revelations warranted a reconsideration of the election results. And while they're sitting there slamming him, right, they have no plan to address the First Amendment violating censorship that Trump was reacting to in the Twitter files. And make no mistake, there's a reason the First Amendment is the first and the Second Amendment is the second. You know, when you go from first to second to third, where, you know, what is that? You can't have soldiers stuck in your house against your will. There's a big drop-off in priority there, right? Yeah. More and more evidence is exposing how corrupt the FBI brazenly violated the Constitution by dictating to social media monopolies what speech to censor from public and private discourse ahead of the 2020 election. Yet, the GOP senators are more preoccupied with Trump talking about altering the Constitution than they are with the deep state committing actual violations against it. Now, just to give you, if you haven't heard the context, I'm going to give you the context. After revelations uncovered that Twitter colluded with the Biden campaign to censor content in the lead up to the election and misused its hacked material policy to annihilate the Hunter Biden laptop story, Trump posted to Truth Social. So with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception and working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. This is the Constitution being weaponized against finding the truth. Right? Now, did Trump go about it the right way? No, but he went about it the way Trump does it. So I'm not going to sit here and second guess the guy, because the guy went from just, you know, from what he was to being the president of the United States. And he clarified his comments, saying that he does not want to terminate the Constitution, but that there was massive and widespread fraud and deception that has been irrefutably proven in the 2020 presidential election, and steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong, to right the process, to where this doesn't happen again. Now, here's the thing. I know that it is a reality of life and humanity that I'm going to lose. I'm going to be on the losing side of some elections. No matter how fervently I help or whatever it is I do, I'm going to be on the losing side. That is simply the nature of things. As long as the process retains its integrity, I'm okay with it. If there's a question as to whether that is actually a fact, however, you know, now I got questions. So Trump's just pointing out there's an issue here. Now, instead of devising a plan to reckon with the 2020 election's many issues, or at least try to go forward trying to make sure it doesn't happen again, Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mike Rounds, John Thune of South Dakota, John Cornyn of Texas, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and Mitt Romney of Utah flew into hysterics over the former president's social media post. Murkowski decried Trump's comments as a betrayal of our oath of office and an affront to our republic. Cornyn stated that the former president's remarks were irresponsible, and Romney called Trump a rhino, which is the richest. That's pot meeting the kettle. Thune condemned the president's comments and added that this is a golden opportunity for 2024 rivals to create some contrast. McConnell, and he alone, is responsible for sabotaging GOP chances for a Senate majority, used the controversy to jab at Trump's bid for the presidency. Anyone seeking the presidency thinks that the Constitution could somehow be suspended or not followed, it seems to me, would have a very hard time being sworn in as president of the United States. As if he gets to decide for you. He's saying this like he gets to decide for you. Now, the Federalist, which is a website, asked all seven of these Trump-critical senators if they have a plan to remedy the unconstitutional and illegal censorship of voters and news during the 2020 election, or if they have a plan to make sure it doesn't happen again. And all they got for their trouble was some silence. The Twitter files is a collection of internal Twitter employee communications revealed to independent journalists Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss by new Twitter CEO Elon Musk, exposed a coordinated effort to weaponize Twitter, one of the most influential platforms, against Trump ahead of the 2020 election. In the months leading up to the big tech company censorship of the Biden laptop story, they were building relationships with Biden's presidential campaign. By 2020, requests from connected actors to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another more to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back handled. The Twitter files revealed how Twitter inappropriately labeled the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story a violation of their hack materials policy. They had no proof the laptop story was hacked, but the narrative was successfully peddled by corrupt former intelligence heads and partisans in the corporate media who insisted without evidence that the story was Russian disinformation. Remember when all the heads of the former Brennan and Clapper, when those guys got up there and said, this is Russian disinformation. They're not talking right now, because it turns out they were liars. During last Friday's posting of the Twitter files, Taibbi informed the public that he had no evidence Twitter employees were following censorship orders from the government when they shut down the laptop story. But new information suggests a government link after all. In a Twitter file supplemental on Monday, Taibbi reported that Twitter Deputy General Counsel and former FBI General Counsel Jim Baker was fired by Musk for vetting the first batch of Twitter files without knowledge of new management. Before that, he played an instrumental role in fabricating the Russian collusion hoax, acting as the Clinton campaign's go-to speed dial contact for promulgating the now-debunked conspiracy that Trump colluded with the Kremlin. Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman picked Baker to give junk intelligence about a purported connection between Trump and the Russian Alpha Bank. So, the idea that the FBI wasn't involved in the suppression of the story on Twitter seems unlikely, given that last week, Special Agent Elvis Chan confirmed the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency met weekly with big tech companies to encourage censorship ahead of the 2020 election. We also have confirmation from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg that Meta took orders from the FBI to suppress the laptop story. They suppressed day-to-day content at the behest of the Biden campaign. They eliminated the big story in the lead-up to the 2020 election. But despite all of this, these seven prominent GOP Republican senators, including the minority leader, would rather criticize Trump than address big tech and FBI election interference and devise a plan on how to ensure election integrity in the future. Our work is cut out for us if we're going to retain the Republic. I'll be back next week. And in the interim, do your very level best to stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.